Did you know that the perfect snack exists that not only has the yum factor, because that's important, but also packs a real protein punch? I'm talking about Wonderful Pistachios, a complete protein providing all 9 essential amino acids. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Now that's a snack you can feel really good about. It's hard for me to currently pick a fave because they have several flavors to choose from, including no salt and jalapeno lime options. But if I absolutely had to, I'd say I'm in my no shells, Wonderful Pistachios, sea salt and vinegar era. It's the ultimate snacking solution for when you need a quick, convenient, and tasty boost of pistachio goodness straight out of the bag. Whether you enjoy the ritual of cracking open each nut or you lean towards the ease of no shells, Wonderful Pistachios has something for everyone. It's time to elevate your snacking game with Wonderful Pistachios. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. Hey, hey, you are listening to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. My name is Bree Mitchell. I am the host of the show as well as the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care. Brown Girl Self-Care is a platform and space of intentional healing, joy, and abundance for Black women. Let's go ahead and get into today's episode. Happy 2024. First week of January 2024, and I'm so excited to be here with you today. Man, I know that 2023 was literally just days ago, but it already is feeling like it's already feeling for me like time has already been progressing. It's just really weird to explain, but you know the saying, like, time flies, right? It really, really does. We are already in 2024. So today's episode, I just wanted to get this topic off the table because it's been on my mind for a minute, and I just want to put it out here. First of all, I want to say I hope that you hear my heart and hear my support with this topic, okay? Because this is something that I have struggled with for many, many years, and if I can just shine a little light or maybe make space or room for you to reflect on your life, then, you know, that's the point of bringing this conversation to the table this week. So the topic for today is this whole mindset and blanket statement of new year, new me. Okay. New year, new me. We've all heard it. You've probably said it at least once in your life. I personally have said this for many years. New year, new me. And very long story short, I would say this at the beginning of the year and it literally meant nothing. It literally meant nothing. So I want to talk about this because we don't have time to waste in 2024. Okay, we just don't. Last week, I talked about how distractions are going to rob a lot of us of our destiny in 2024. Okay, if you haven't had a chance to listen to that episode, I implore you to make some time in the coming days or weeks this month to listen to that episode. Okay, but again, this is in alignment with just like this whole new year, new me. Okay, so first things first, I'd like to share what I have done in the last few days, weeks, whatever, in regards to self-care. I'm going to tell you, really, in the month of December, one of the things that I did was I just had to make time and space to rest. I had to make time and space to rest because, I don't know how crazy this is going to sound, but this is just facts for me. And maybe you're like this too. I know I can't be the only one. But anytime I have to make a hard decision, it requires so much energy from me that sometimes, especially when I allow myself or when I start to feel anxious or anxiety about this decision for whatever reason, and usually for me, it's financial things that cause me this distress. It is very, very draining to the point where sometimes I'll end up getting sick. And so for the month of December, I wouldn't say officially that I was sick, but I was kind of like in this in-between gray area, if that makes sense, where I wasn't sick,
but I wasn't feeling like 100%, and I was really just feeling worn down. So as I mentioned in previous episodes, like if you've been listening for a minute, you know I had issues with like a critter in the garage, and I had to end up buying a new appliance and car fix and bought a new refrigerator and some other things, all of which, I'm not going to lie, I'm actually happy about the appliance purchases that I made in December of 2023, or just a few weeks ago last year. Look, I told you time is flying. I feel like I'm talking about 5 years ago. But because I needed an upgrade. As I was telling a friend actually recently, like my refrigerator, it worked perfectly fine, more or less, even though it was at least 11 years old. But it was just like you open up the door and one of the shelves is being held up with like tape. And then like that was one of the shelves on the door. And then in the actual inside, like the rail, like one, you can't even slide one of the drawers in because the rail is messed up. Like it was just stuff going on in the refrigerator. And so that's why I'm glad that I made these purchases, because I feel like sometimes we just get so used to accepting stuff the way that it is for whatever reason. Like we don't even think, like I never really thought about those two things in my refrigerator, at least for the last few years. I mean, obviously when it broke, it was just like, oh, that's a bummer. You know what I mean? But I just kept using the refrigerator because the refrigerator was still functional. But even though it wasn't necessary for me to replace the refrigerator, it really kind of was, because it was just like a reminder that I deserve to have nicer things. And I don't always have to justify, like, for example, if the refrigerator just completely went out, then obviously you're going to replace it. That wasn't the situation for me. But it's like sometimes we justify that, like sometimes like how we justify dysfunction, right? The refrigerator, it was a little dysfunctional. And every time it was just like, I'm getting this subconscious message or reminder like, you don't deserve to have nice things, or you don't deserve to have a, for example, nice refrigerator. Because I just would keep using it, obviously. So it was kind of like I was affirming or confirming to myself that I don't need nice things. Does that make sense? So I'm glad that it happened, but it was still like just the decisions that had to be made. How much, what's my budget? Because I could have used that money to pay some bills, honey. I'm going to keep it real. you know, so those kind of things. And which refrigerator, and just searching and just other little problems and all that stuff. Like it can be like a drain on your energy. It can be a drain to you mentally, physically, etc. And so I think that's what I experienced last month in December. Again, I wasn't necessarily sick, but I was kind of like in this in-between place. And so I really just allowed myself to rest as much as I needed. And it was a little hard because I'm like, oh, I could be doing this, I could be doing that, I could be working on this, working on that, instead of just laying up in the bed or really laying up on the couch and relaxing, you know, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, I'm so glad that I made space for that. We need times like that. You know what I mean? Sometimes we don't even realize just how much just everyday regular life can be a bit, or not even a bit, sometimes a lot. It can be very draining, you know? So shout out to the single ladies like myself who are out here doing all these things on your own. And this is no shade to anyone that has a partner, because you are indeed blessed to have someone in your life. And my hope that you guys are a team, and you know, he can lift you up, or that person can lift you up and help out and step in, and you know what I'm saying? And that's a blessing, but not all of us have that. And so I really just want to, you know, shout out to my girls that right now are in a season, for whatever reason, of singleness. There's nothing wrong with that. It also is a beautiful thing, or it can be a beautiful thing if that's, you know, the season that you're in. But it's hard to have to do everything by yourself. It can be hard. It can feel very hard to have to do everything by yourself. And so that's why I always like say, you know, hey, allow people to step in. Even if you have to pay someone like on Thumbtack, for example, or whatever, to come in, clean your house, deliver your appliances, hook them up. it's okay to get help in that way. So anyway, long story short, your girl was tired. And so that's what I did for self-care. I had to make space to just rest and remind myself, like, I wasn't built to be like this superwoman that, you know, has this unlimited supply of energy, unlimited supply of bandwidth, unlimited supply of mental, physical, whatever, spiritual fortitude, to where I can just be on go without rest 7 days a week. Like, that's just not possible. It's just not. That's not how we were designed. That's not how we were created. I do not believe that God's intention for my life was to just run on autopilot and to the point of exhaustion, you know, to the point of exhaustion mentally, emotionally, physically, etc., right? Energetically. I don't believe that's what I was designed for. And I don't believe that that's why I was created. So anyway, that's what I did for self-care. Okay. All right. Let's go ahead and talk about today's topic, honey, because it's going to be a doozy. It's going to be a doozy. So I hope that you have your journals. Shout out to those of you who I have to keep reminding myself to say this because I don't want to take it for granted. But shout out to those of you who have had the opportunity to support your girl on Amazon, buying the journal with the 50 journal prompts and the quotes, etc. Hold on one second. Daughter's coming home unexpectedly as I am recording. So just give me one quick second. All right, so I had to hit pause on the episode really quick because I got a slight interruption. So let me see if I can get back on track here. I want to go ahead and jump into today's episode. I think I was saying hopefully you have a journal handy because we're about to go in. If you are a tea drinker, grab some tea, grab your coffee, grab your water, light a candle if you're able to do that. Just do something that will allow you to just be here and be present as we spend this time today, because this is important. This is self-care. Listening to this podcast and podcasts like the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast that have the goal of just supporting you in your journey, your healing, that kind of thing. And it's self-care, and it's important. This time that you spend for yourself, with yourself, by yourself, this is important time. Okay. So I definitely don't take it for granted when I, you know, come and record every week, because I really want to just be a part of your journey. I want to be in community with you. So that's one of the reasons why I do this podcast. So let's go ahead and get into today's topic. Like I mentioned before, I'm trying to get back on track here. Anytime there's a distraction or an interruption, kind of like what I was talking about, how distractions can rob you, right? I don't know. There was a study done that talked about how, like, when you're on the job, for example, and someone comes and interrupts you while you're working, it takes like X amount of minutes. I think it was like even like an hour or 45 minutes or something for you to get back on track with what you were doing. So those little distractions and things like that, they really do, like, they can ding you. They can definitely ding you. So, all right. Getting back to the point of this podcast episode, I'm going to my notes here. New year, new me. New year, new me. I have said that. I don't even say it anymore. I'm not even gonna lie. I don't say it anymore. New year, new me. I used to say that every single year. Every single year I would say that, right? And it literally meant, there's like no, like, I'm not even embarrassed to say it. Like, it literally meant nothing to me. I mean, it did for like a few days, but ultimately it literally meant nothing to me. But we talk about new year, new me. It's like, especially from my cycle breakers, like, breaking cycles, it begins with us. You say that you're a cycle breaker. I know that you're a cycle breaker. I'm a cycle breaker, excuse me. But year after year, like, we say new year, new me, and we end up doing like the same things over and over and over again. And what I want you to understand, and I'm saying all of this with love because this is me too, like, the start of the new year does not mean that you are not the same person you were, sis, on December 31st, 2023, at 11:59 p.m. Like, the start of the new year does not just, like, magically transform you into this new me. That's just not how it works. Like, we say these things, but it's like, are you really understanding what it is you are saying? Are you really putting thought into what you are saying? Every year we're on that new year, new me energy. And it's like, at least for like the first week, possibly you go into like the first month, whatever, but then we kind of like backslide, or we slide back into like our old habits, our old patterns. And many times we do it like without any thought whatsoever, right? Again, I'm speaking from personal experience, okay? I'm not pointing the finger in any capacity. I have no room, okay, to sit up here and point a finger. I just want to make that very clear. Like I said, just me personally, I would make all the resolutions, child. I would make all the resolutions, and I would like say them with my chest. Isn't that Kevin Hart? Say it with your chest. Like, I would make all the resolutions, okay, and have that big, big energy. But on the inside, like, a huge part of me knew that it wasn't going to go anywhere. I knew that I wasn't going to do anything. Like, I knew that these things were not going to really happen, like, deep, deep, deep down, because I knew that I wasn't going to change. Like, I knew that I was not committed. I was not willing to do the things that would be required to be like a new me. Like, again, on a subconscious level, not necessarily consciously, but maybe sometimes even then, you know, but it's like, again, saying all these things, maybe for show, maybe just to fit in, maybe I just had like these lofty ideas, you know, so I had this, you know, big chest energy, like saying it with my chest, but on the inside, like I said, a huge part of me, like, I knew that it wasn't going to happen. Like, I knew it wasn't going to go anywhere. I knew that I wasn't going to see it through. Like, I didn't have what it took to, like, see things through, okay? And by the way, let's talk about this. What does new me, like, what does it even mean? What does the word new mean? So I looked it up, of course, you know, hashtag geek life. And one of the things that I found was, like, new means, like, never existing before. That's one definition. It's fresh and unused. So never existing before. How could I be brand new when I didn't have what it took to get out of these old cycles? Again, being new means this version of you that you are stepping into, it has not existed before. It's new. It's fresh. It's unused. You are like a brand new iPhone that is still in the wrapper. Like, I'm talking about new, okay? Like, that's the kind of new I'm talking about, where you get this new iPhone and you have to unbox it and it's all wrapped up in the plastic. And sometimes you don't even want to take the plastic off because you're like, wow, this is really new, right? But this is why it's impossible for so many of us to truly do like this whole new year, new me. It's because we are like, we're in essence taking our old used mindsets, our old used habits, our old used pain and triggers and things like that, like all of those things into the new year. And we're not taking any action, okay? We're taking all this old stuff into the new year. We're not putting any thought into it, really. We're not taking any type of action, but we're expecting these brand new outcomes. We're expecting different outcomes from the ones we had in 2023. And I'm here to tell you that's not possible, sis. And I don't want you to go through the whole of 2024 saying, or at the beginning at least, saying new year, new me, and you are doing absolutely nothing, like nothing, okay? And then you get all the way to the end of 2024. And you look back and you're like, damn it, because I've done this so many times, like, damn it, I'm still in the same situation. I'm still in the same relationships. I'm still thinking the same thoughts. I'm still saying the same things to myself. I'm still in this financial hole. I'm still not in a good place with God. Not on his end, on my end. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm still in these cycles. I'm still not able to communicate effectively. I'm still, for example, treating my children like this, even though I don't want to. You know what I'm saying? Like, all these things, right? We're taking all these old concepts about and these old parts of our identity into the new year, but we're not making any type of changes. But we're expecting brand new outcomes. Like, that's just not how it works. Now, what I do want to let you know, as I've said before in previous episodes, like, it's not about you not having permission or approval to change. You don't need anyone's permission to change. You don't need anyone's approval to change, but whose? Your own, okay? You have your own permission and approval to be completely brand new. So it is possible. It is possible to be brand new, right? And as I've mentioned before, I have a sign in my bedroom, like those craft, like those letter, felt letter boards or whatever the heck it's called. I don't even know, but the board with the white plastic letters. And on it, it says, I have permission to be, or I'm allowed to be brand new. I am allowed to be brand new. That's a really good reminder for me. Maybe you want to jot that down too, in case you didn't know that, but you are allowed to be brand new. So it's not about that. Okay. But what it's going to take, though, or in part at least, is like an honest assessment of who you currently are, your thoughts, your habits, your trauma, your identity, an understanding of what, like, what's going on in your life. What was going on in 2023? What was going on, you know, in previous years? Like, who are you? Who are you? What things are you hiding? What things do you hide behind? Because stepping into a new identity, like saying you're going to be brand new, taking ownership of this new identity, being brand new, it's going to take effort. It's going to require things of you. It's going to cost you some things. Like, listen, it ain't free, okay? It ain't free. Saying it is great. That's a good part of it. But like, it's gonna take more than that. It's going to take effort. It's going to take labor. It's going, like, it's work. The work is going to take work. If you want to be brand new, it is going to require something of you. You are going to have to pull some things out of yourself. There's work involved, okay? You're gonna be under construction. You know what I'm saying? Like, again, it's going to cost something. It's not going to be it's not free. But yeah, that was the definition of new. It's this version of you has never existed before. It's fresh. It's unused. And again, it's impossible to be that when you are still like holding on or carrying that, the older parts of yourself, the older habits and cycles and pain and triggers and all those things. One of the biggest reasons for me, like, I couldn't do it, or couldn't be like quote unquote brand new, I've talked about this, is like my mindset. I didn't believe that it was possible for me. I didn't believe I was good enough to be different, or being different was weird. I didn't believe like that I could have better. I didn't believe that I could live better. I didn't believe that I could be liberated. I didn't believe that I could show up with this scent, like step into this sense of power, if that makes sense. And also, like I said, like making changes, it require things like that. I wasn't willing to do the work. I wasn't willing to go deep. I wasn't willing to pull things out of myself. I wasn't willing to do that. I just wanted to say it and pretend and like play like I was making some effort, but I really, really wasn't. And that's why I said before, like, I'm not pointing any fingers at anybody. This is just real talk, okay? But it requires sacrifices that I just was not, like, I either wasn't willing to make, or like I just couldn't make them at that time. So I wasn't able to really be serious about it. I just could not commit. It felt impossible. It felt impossible for me for a variety of reasons. Everything just felt super hard. And, you know, also I had like a grudge. Like in my mind, it was just like, it just didn't feel fair that I had to like show up in such a way and do the work. Like, it just didn't feel fair. Does that make sense? And I just also didn't have like self-belief. Like I did not believe in myself like consistently. And so I always would just like give up. That's just what it was. And when things would feel really hard for me, like I still do this sometimes. When things feel hard for me, sometimes I zone out. I look for distractions. I procrastinate. I look for reasons to not do the work. Sometimes I run away from it for a little while. Sometimes even like my body start, like it'll shut down a little bit. Like it's just a lot going on. Like being brand new is not easy. It's not easy. So if you identify or you hear yourself in some of the things that I'm saying, just know that it's like, it's, if it was so easy to be, and this is what we always say about everything, right? If it was so easy to do ... then everybody would be doing it. But this is real talk. Like if it was so easy to just, you know, be brand new, everyone would do it. You would see the gym packed not only on January 1st, but you'd also see the gym packed with those same people on March 1st, August 1st, and November 1st. You know what I'm saying? Like if it was easy, everybody would be doing it. Everybody would be doing it, right?
Black representation in media matters. When we see people that look like us or share our experiences, it provides a sense of community, validation, and belonging while also resisting the narrative that we must remain silent and invisible. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR, where you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, and empowerment. One episode that I really enjoyed was titled, In Serena Williams, A Generation of Black Players Saw a Legend Who Looked Like Me. The way they wove the episode together with interviews, storytelling, and music kept my interest because it felt more like a documentary than a typical news piece. This is what it feels like to me to have our stories centered. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country we reflect. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts. My hair is kinky, it's coily, it's beautiful, it's all the things, but the dryness is real, so it's also prone to feeling parched. This is why Waze Anti-Frizz Cream is my new BFF. It not only tames frizz, but helps my hair feel more hydrated. Listen, summer is coming. We are trying to be outside, going to brunch, plus traveling, and summer activities aren't always kind to our strands, okay? So let me tell you what I do for this. I wash my hair every 1 to 2 weeks. Don't sleep on Waze Detox Shampoo, by the way, if you have hard water or buildup. I detangle, I smooth in a little of the Waze Anti-Frizz Cream, then shingle in my natural gel. My hair is frizz-free, it's hydrated, and it's cute for days. Love sleek styles? Waze Anti-Frizz Cream works as a heat protectant up to 450 degrees as well. Frizz-free up your schedule with Way. Go to theouai.com and enter promo code SELFCARE for 15% off any product. That's theouai.com, promo code SELFCARE.
So after saying all that, well, you might be thinking, well, heck, like, where do I start? Like, how does this look? So I have like 3 suggestions just to kind of put in your ear. Okay. Some things for you to think about that I am also working through, because I'm going through my own personal transformation. So in any case, here are the 3 things that I want you to consider as you work through this, right? So the first thing that I want to start off with is like, be in prayer and in conversation with God. Like if you're a believer, if you're a follower, you know that you cannot do anything on your own. You cannot do anything without God. I mean, actually, I guess you can technically do things on your own, but I guess the point I'm trying to make is without you being in relationship with God, those things that you're doing, like, are you even doing the right things? Are these things that God like wants you to do? Are you in alignment with the purpose and will he has for your life? Right? Like there's nothing that you can do without God. That's just what I believe. And also, as you're in conversation with God, like, I don't know, maybe I'm just weird, but I just be talking to God like how I'm kind of like talking to you on this podcast. Like I'm just talking to God. And I'll even be like, God, what's up with this? And luckily he's able to just handle obviously all kinds of personalities and things like that. So I'm thankful, because I don't feel like, though God is obviously to be revered. What's the word? For us to be in reverence to God. But I don't feel like all the time it needs to be just like this formal conversation. You know what I mean? I don't know. But yeah, but while you're talking to God, okay, and having these conversations in 2024, ask him to shine a light on some areas where you can grow. Ask him to shine a light on some things that might still be a little sensitive and sore, and need some healing. Ask him for areas where you might be in need of like some rest and restoration, right? Those things are also very important. And ask him, like, who do you want me to become, God? Who do you want me to become? What things do you want of me? Like, what are you requiring of me? Who do you want me to become? What is the purpose that you have for me in this year or this season? Like, just being in conversation with God, I think, is going to give you some insight and some clarity versus just randomly making declarations, and not being able to follow through. Okay. So that's definitely the first thing that I would say. The second thing that I would say, sis, is, and this is going to sound shady, but I promise you it's not. Okay. I just have to say this because I don't want you thinking like, excuse me. But this is, we have real conversations here, right? Or at least I feel like we do. And even though I can't hear what you're saying, I can only imagine, okay? But so this is not a shady question, but this is a real question, and it's blunt. Number two thing I would say is, ask yourself if you're really even serious about this, okay? Like, ask yourself if you're even serious about this, all right? Or are you just wasting time? Again, no shade. Sometimes we're just not ready for whatever reason, okay? But ask yourself if you are even serious about this endeavor. Why or why not? And take some time and write out a list or think through like what life will be like if you are not serious. Like, take some time and write it out. If I'm not serious, what will my 2024 look like? And if you're okay with that, then you're not serious. You're not serious at this time, okay? But ask yourself, like, what will life look like if I'm not serious? What things will you possibly repeat over and over again? What's holding you back from taking this seriously if you're not seriously? What barriers need to be addressed? Because if you are not serious, you need to dig a little bit and find out why. Why is this not really a priority for you? Even though you say that it is deep down and you know, like, why is this not a priority for real, for real? Why can you not take this seriously? Are there some fears there? Are there some barriers there? Is there some confusion there? Is it just that you're like, you know, it's going to require a lot for me and I don't feel like doing it right now. I'm in my whatever, like, I don't care era, or like whatever the case may be, but be real with yourself. So you don't waste any of your time. Like, be real with yourself. Sometimes you are where you are for a minute. Sometimes it just takes time and bumping your head over and over and over and over and over again until you can wake up and say, oh God, I do not want to go through this again. Ask me how I know. Okay. So that might just be where you are. And if that is where you are, that's just what it is. That's just what it is. Okay. But put some thought into that. Do some reflection. Figure out, like, what might be holding you back? What is the reason? Okay. But again, ask yourself if you're really serious. So that's the second thing that I would say. Spend some time on that. When you dig, it's amazing the things that you can uncover that you didn't even know were below the surface. Okay, that we're below surface level. A lot of us live surface level, but that's maybe it's another conversation. So that's the second thing that I would say. The last thing that I would say, or the third thing that I would say is, if you're thinking about, like, where do I start, and you've kind of thought about it and you're like, you know what? Nah, I am serious about this. I'm going to try my best. I'm ready to go. You know what I'm saying? The next thing that I would say, or the third thing that I would say, is take some time. I always say that, right? Take some time and write out this newer version of you and who and what you want to become this year in 2024. Write this out. There is power in writing. There is power in seeing things on paper. And it's so amazing to go back to your journal from a year ago, 6 months ago, 3 months ago, 5 years ago, and just see kind of like where you were and what things you accomplished. Write it down, sis. I know it takes time. Write it down. If you're not a journaler, get out your notes app, make some notes. Do voice memos and save them. Record personal Zoom videos to yourself. I'm a big believer in that too. Record Zoom videos. You don't have to publish them. Just save them somewhere where you will see them and you can go back. Like, keep some type of diary or a log or a journal or something. This is so important, okay? But write out this newer version of yourself, like who you are, who you want to become. How does she think? What does she wear? What goals, you know, is she coming for in 2024? What time does she go to bed? What time does she wake up? What does her home environment feel like? What does she value? What are her morals? What are her standards? How often is she going to the gym? How does she speak? How does she speak about herself? How is she taking care of her mental health? How does she feel about herself? How does she dress? What makes her feel liberated? How does she make physical and mental rest more of a priority? What boundaries does she have in place? What's her beliefs about money? What's her beliefs about abundance? How does she manage the resources that God has given her? That's a huge one for me. Huge. How does she manage the resources God has given her? How does she handle stress? Is she emotionally mature? Now, of course, these are just suggestions. These are just suggestions. Your mileage may vary. A lot of those were things that I have to or have reflected on. A lot of those were personal to me, but I wanted to give you some examples, some like real life examples. When I think about this newer version of myself, those are some of the things that I have either thought about or will continue to think about this year in 2024 as I do my personal work. Okay. So again, those things that I mentioned may apply to you all the way. They may not apply to you at all. But again, those are just some of the things that I am focusing on. And so my hope is that they spurred some other points of reflection for you. Does that make sense? And speaking of goals, that was one of the things I said, like, what goals is she coming for in 2024? I highly recommend, that you read The 12-Week Year by Brian Moran. and this other guy whose name escapes me. There's two dudes. I can't remember the other guy's name. But again, the book is called The 12-Week Year. And in a nutshell, it's a book that can really help you break your goals down in more of a quarterly fashion with a sense of urgency and with a sense of stepping into this newer identity versus dragging out an entire year with no urgency, with no direction. You get to the end of 2024, you've accomplished absolutely nothing. Again, ask me how I know, because this is me. And year after year, this is what I've done. But I'm not doing that this year. And I didn't do it in 2023. There are things, obviously, that I accomplished, including getting that journal out, which I said I was going to do back in, like, 2019 or 2020. Yes. I said I was going to do that in, like, 2019, 2020. But I said that by the end of 2023, by hook or by crook, that's what our elders used to say, by hook or by crook, I'm getting a journal out. And I'm gonna get this journal out. I don't care what I have to do. I'm getting this journal out by the end. I think my goal was like December 31st. I'm getting this journal out. So there are things I definitely accomplished. But the 12-week year, I love it because, again, it just really helps to get you in a mindset of goals and breaking things down and making progress and tracking and figuring out just how close you're going to get to that goal based on the efforts that you're putting in. It's an easy read. I'm trying to think if it's a quick read. I read it maybe in like October or something like that, and on Audible. And I can't remember how long it was. Maybe the book was 5 or 6 hours worth of listening, somewhere in there. Don't quote me on that. But I really think if you haven't had an opportunity to read it yet, it might do you some good to put that on your book list sooner than later, okay? So, yeah, those are the three things. Be in prayer. Stay in constant contact and constant communication with God, all right? Remember that He is your source, all right? He is your supply. Ask yourself if you're really serious about this or if you're just, like, saying it just to say it. And then lastly, like, take some time to write out this newer version of you that you want to become this year. And I've listed out some ways, like go back and rewind, listen to that part again, from how does she think and what goals does she have to how is she managing the resources that God has given her. I've said that twice now because manage is my word for 2024. I thought it was something else, and I was talking about this with a few of the ladies in the Patreon group. And if you would like to join Patreon, you're more than welcome. You can go to patreon.com/browngirlselfcare. But I thought that my word was going to be create for 2024 because I am in a place of creating. But I was clearly shown that my word is manage. And maybe that's something that I'll talk about at length on another podcast episode, because we're already about 40 minutes in and, you know, I just be talking and I don't really want to make this much longer than what it already is. So, but yeah, my word is manage, managing and stewarding the resources that God has provided to me. So, really this process, honestly, is this process of being brand new. It's about transformation. That's what I think. It's about transformation. And this is going to sound funny and corny, but I'm going to say it anyway. When I think of transformations, you know what I think about? I think about the Transformers. Shut up. Yes. Yes. I think about the Transformers. Yes. The 80s cartoon. So what? And the movies. Listen, I am proudly an 80s cartoon geek, so I don't care if you're looking at me like the Transformers. But anyway, the Transformers, as we all know, don't front, you know it too. All right. Shout out to my 70s babies, 80s babies, 90s babies. You know that the Transformers are more than meets the eye. They are robots in disguise, right? But they're more than meets the eye. They're, in case you don't know, even though I think everybody knows, they are alien robots. I think they're from Cybertron. And they transform into cars, trucks, planes, helicopters, motorcycles. What else? I think that's basically it. Forms of transportation. Oh, but they do have like the okay, I'm going on a tangent. They have like obviously the Rise of the Beast. What is that? Beast Wars or whatever. They're like the gorilla and the bird, the falcon, some other things. Anyway, more or less, they're just robots that transform into other things. And, you know, when they transform, and I love this part about the Transformers, especially the movies, when they transform, like, when they go through that process, you know that sound that they make? I can't even do it. I'm not even going to try to do it. But it's like this, if you've ever seen a Transformer movie, you know what sound I'm talking about. It's always at the beginning of these movies. It's that sound that lets you know that it's a Transformer movie. Like the, I don't know how to describe it. But anyway, when they transform, like all these little intricate processes happen to make that shift. Okay. And even though in the movies, obviously it only takes less than a minute, I'm not saying your transformation is necessarily going to be quick, but again, it's all these little shifts happening and processes going on, and things are fitting here, sliding there, changing this, lifting there. Like all these little things are happening for them to become this new form. And again, even though it takes seconds in the movie, you can see all like little works happening and all the shifts and stuff. And the components are like being arranged, rearranged to make this new thing. So I'm just letting you know, sis, in case you didn't know it, if you're doing this brand new year, new me thing, like sis, you are literally a transformer. Okay. There is so much more to you than what one might see on the outside. There's a lot going on the inside, okay? But it's going to require something of you. Your inner well runs deep, but because it's like below the surface, like if we can get beyond surface level, right? That's where the magic happens. But your inner well, it runs so deep, but because it's below surface, it can feel hard to like to get to that place, to get to that inner place where the shifts can really happen, like that inner truth or that inner thing within you, your core. You know what I'm saying? And again, a lot of us exist just on that surface level because it feels safe. It's easy. It's I guess, more carefree if you're pushing things down. But it's like it's less hassle, right? It's less hassle. It's just easier. But being brand new, it's going to require change. Real talk. It that's just a fact. It's going to require change. And to get to that change, we have to be dedicated to seeing it through. We can't just say that we want these things to happen in our life. We have to be committed to take whatever required actions are necessary to become what we see ourselves becoming, or who and what we want to become. Okay, it's not an easy process. It's just not. It's not an easy process, but it's so worth it. It is so worth it. And again, to my fellow cycle breakers, which I believe it will be you because you're listening to this podcast, like it begins with us. The change that we want to see in our families down the line, like it starts with us. I'm not saying that it's fair. I'm not saying any of that stuff, but it's gonna require some things from us, right? That's just what it is. That's just what it is. So you just have to, you know, really think about that and really think about saying like new year, new me, like if it's serious to you, like not being so casual about it, not giving up before you've even started, not making that plan, not making some goals, not doing the work, not healing, not making time for yourself. Like there, it just requires, there are just different things that it requires. Okay. So, you know, something to think about in the beginning of the year. There's definitely time for you to make some changes. If you've been listening to this and you're like, you know what? I really didn't think about it like this. But now that I have, I really do want to mean it when I say new year, new me. There's time. There's really honestly always time. You don't have to, just because, for example, it's January 1st doesn't mean like now magically is the only time that this kind of stuff can happen. It can happen at any time that you choose. It can happen literally, it really does happen every single day. Every single day, you've got to wake up and say, hey, this is what I'm choosing today. This is who I'm choosing to be today. This is what I'm choosing to think today. These are the moves I'm choosing to make today. Like every day, it's choice. It really is a choice every single day. Doesn't mean you're not going to mess up. Doesn't mean you're not going to slip and fall and tumble and go 15 steps back for every 7 steps you take forward. Doesn't mean any of that. But it just means that you can start anytime. It's possible. And you're allowed to be brand new. But do you really want it? Because again, it's going to require things from you that right now you may not be willing to give. So, oh man, just something to think about, okay? Just something to think about. Hopefully, like I said, you hear my heart. Hopefully this episode resonates with you. Answer the poll. Let me know your thoughts, okay? You can go to Spotify in case you're not aware. That's where some of my self-care besties are hanging out on Spotify. I see your comments and I appreciate each and every one. I see you responding to the polls each and every time you do. It just really helps me to see like what you're thinking, how you feel, what's going on in your life at that time during the podcast episode. So every time you answer or leave a comment, it helps. It really, really does. And by the way, if you haven't had a chance to do so, as I wrap up, share this episode with a friend. Leave a comment on iTunes or Spotify. I mean, leave a rating and review on iTunes and Spotify. Because when you do that, it honestly helps me tremendously with algorithms and different things like that when it comes to the podcast. So if you haven't had a chance to leave a rating and review, if you would be so kind, please do that. I would really appreciate it, okay? Okie dokie. So look at us 50 minutes in or 45 minutes in or whatever time it is into this episode, girl. When we get to talking, we just get to talking, don't we? And by we, I mean me. All right, but seriously, that's it for this week's episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. Happy 2024. I am so blessed to be in community with you, and I cannot wait to just see how this year unfolds for me and unfolds for you and unfolds for us in relation to Brown Girl Self-Care. So with that said, that's it for this week's episode. I will see you next Monday on the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast.